Hello,
And thank you for watching this video. I'm Alexander Halbach, and I will talk about Sparse Lizard, a general purpose multiphysics finite element C++ library. So I had the pleasure to attend the last two FOSDEM conferences, and this year again, I'm very grateful to be able to attend. And well, I will talk about the massive developments that have been added to this open source library in 2021. But before starting, I would like to acknowledge the funding provided by Academy of Finland and Tampere University on one side, and the cloud computing company that I co-founded last year, that is QuantScient, which will provide multiphysics high-performance cloud computing solution. And on this aspect, in the finite element software landscape, it's not so common for software companies to be open source friendly, but at QuantScient, we believe that there's a lot of win-win situations, and we really believe in a possible synergy with the open source community. So don't hesitate to support us if you're an open source guy like me. So let's start with what is finite element simulations, maybe. So if you want to be able to predict the behavior of objects and devices around you, for example, how an electromagnetic antenna will radiate, or how much a beam will deflect under a given load, or how much drag your car will have when it's driving at 200 kilometers per hour, then you can use numerical method to simulate this behavior and get results on the computer in the digital world. So Sparse Lizard is a finite element method library, so it's solving this kind of numerical simulations, and it's very natively designed to be highly multiphysics. As we will see, it has a large demonstrated set of capabilities. There's support for advanced finite element tools, we'll see that too, and it's concise and user-friendly. We'll see that with a real example. And it's concise to the point that a couple of universities are actually considering already using Sparse Lizard for teaching finite elements.